Hakainde Hichilema, the current president of UPND, is doing some economic reforms that give hope for the eventual economic recovery of our country. He has managed to restructure our foreign debt, which was taking away the fiscal space for the government to undertake its functions. If the debt was not structured, our national budget basically will be to pay debt. We had reached a point where over 50% of our budget could have been going to debt servicing.
Talking about the economy, a lot of Zambians have been complaining that things have gotten very expensive and that the president promised that mealy meal, which is a staple for all Zambians, will be cut into half or less than half. But it has more than doubled or tripled. And people are saying he has failed in his promises. How do you respond to that?
That is more of a political debate than the economic one, because whoever won the elections, the cost of living was going to go up, because one of the cost pushers is the debt. You know, Zambia's economy is an import-dependent economy. And when you have a huge debt, there is a lot of pressure for foreign exchange to service the debt than to run government functions. So whoever had won the elections, the debt itself was going to make it difficult to bring down the cost of living.
Some of your critics are accusing you of playing tribal politics by deciding to even not to compete and to endorse him over a year ahead of the election. How do you respond to that?
Looking at some of the policy reforms that he's undertaking, I think we have to be courageous enough to endorse where ahead of time than to endorse opportunistically when things look up. I'm an economist by training, and I know what will happen in the next 18 months or 24 months. One, debt restructuring has been done, easing the fiscal, and therefore government now has the fiscal space to do the things that they are supposed to do. Secondly, in the mining sector, which was really going down because the mining companies were beginning to disinvest because of the adverse policies and taxes around the mining, they have now put a very attractive mining fiscal regime that is attracting investment. A lot of mines are expanding, new mines are opening up. The import of that very soon will have increased the mineral production and exports, which will invariably lower the exchange rate.